I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 2. We've made it to chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Mind if I pray for you? Oh, wait, I have to say the verse. It's this. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ, any comfort from his love, any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and purpose. And that's in the New Living Translation. So now I ask, mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this amazing verse, these actually two verses, where Paul asks these questions, where the he's asking these rhetorically, and the answer is, of course, yes, and indeed, yes, and absolutely, yes. So when he's asking, is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? The answer is, of course, there is. Any comfort from his love? Absolutely, there is. Any fellowship together in the Spirit with other believers? Absolutely, sure, of course. Are your hearts tender and compassionate? I sure hope so. And then he says this admonition, make me happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving and working with one mind and purpose. And Lord, that is our prayer today. Help us to concentrate on the blessing that you are. Help us to, instead of looking at the things that surround us and make us crazy and frustrate us and our roadblocks in our lives and battles that we face every day, instead help us to look at the encouragement that comes from belonging to you. Help us to begin to count our blessings and just say, you know what? Even if heaven and earth fall away, your love is going to be there. You will always be with me. You will always be for me. You are the one who walks beside me, and your presence goes wherever I go. And so there is constant encouragement through the Holy Spirit within our hearts from belonging to you. And there's constant comfort. We have the Holy Spirit, as I said, and he is also known as the Comforter. He lives within us, and of course, he is confirming that love to us every single day. So even if we're struggling financially, even if we're struggling relationally, we still can receive every moment of every day that comfort from your love. And Lord, we can have that communion with your Spirit, that fellowship of knowing that we do not walk this earth alone. And Lord, there's a response for that. And the response is tenderness and compassion. So I pray right now for those listening who have struggles in the area of tenderness and compassion. I pray you would tenderize our hearts to the needs of others. Make us empathetic to the people we encounter today. Help us not merely to be empathetic, but to be compassionate, which means to act upon that empathy. Lord, show us people who we can stop our lives to pray for, stop our lives to serve, stop our lives to walk in the footsteps of, stop our lives in order to intercede for someone who absolutely needs our care. Help us not to be so consumed with the things and the tasks of the day that we forget about human beings in and around us. Open our eyes to the needs everywhere we go. May our feet step on holy ground today, that every place that our feet step is a place where we can minister to others and always and also experience your presence every second of the day. I pray for those who are struggling right now and battling depression and with anxiety, and they're having such a difficult time understanding that you are good, that you are for them, that you are with them. Lord, I don't know how to fix that situation. You have created their minds. You have created their hearts. You've created their circumstances. You are walking in the midst of all that. And when you walk this earth, you had a lot of those same feelings that they have. I just pray for mercy. I pray you would speak life today into their lives. Help them to see that you love them and you're watching over them. Lift our heads, lift our minds, lift our thoughts. And Lord, as I conclude this prayer, I do want to agree wholeheartedly with my brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. I want to have that same mind. I want to love one another. I want to love the people, not only who I see, but those who are struggling in other places. And Lord, I pray for those who are in churches that are difficult. I pray that you would help us to learn to forgive. I pray you would place us in the body just as you would have us be placed, so that we could work heartily as for you rather than for men, and that we could work together. Lord, there's so many people out there right now listening to this podcast who are broken by other people. And I don't know the answer to all of that, but I do pray that you would show them that you have great love for them right now and give them the power to be a forgiving person and a person who's able to work through the bitterness and the pain. And Lord, I know that that timetable is long. It's not a short timetable. So help us not to put pressure on ourselves to immediately forgive. Help us to work through it in a godly way and help us to grieve well when people have hurt us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for the encouragement that comes from belonging to you. And thank you for the fellowship that we have with your Spirit. And we're just going to rest in that right now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life is out of control and you feel like you cannot handle another day of stress, unburden yourself through prayer because God is there and He is listening.